Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, December 6, 2023, 9:08 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle. Joining me in studio, as he does every morning, San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing good.
Good deal.
Doing good. Kind of a somber day around here, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you know, it's crazy to think it was a week ago today that terrible incident happened in Cortez. Sergeant Michael Moran pulled a driver over for reckless driving. That suspect, that 44-year-old man out of Ogden, Utah, we don't know all the details, but Sergeant Moran was shot and later died due to his injuries. The suspect, the 44-year-old man from Ogden, was later killed in a firefight with police, and today is Sergeant Moran's funeral services.
Yeah, they're going to have services at the Cortez Recreation Center starting at 10 o'clock here, so less than an hour, and those are not public services, but there will be a public procession that's going to start here immediately through Cortez as the body of Sergeant Moran is taken to the Recreation Center for a private service. Anyway, just a tragic situation all the way around. That service will be streamed. You can find if you go online and Google it or listen to. I just saw it on KOAA is streaming it live. But anyway, that service is available to the public, but the public will not be able to attend the service.
Yeah. Yep. Of course, Sergeant Moran leaves behind a family and including two daughters, and Cortez has information on their website and other places about where you can potentially donate to their family if you so wish. The closure had Main Street closed in both directions between Elm Street and Sligo Street. That was from 7:45 a.m. to 9. Westbound 7th Avenue closure between Elway and Sligo Street from 6:45 to 8. Mildred Road between Empire Street and Montezuma Avenue. Roger Smith Avenue between Empire Street and Montezuma Avenue. So the Cortez Recreation Center, of course, is where the services are being held, and that will be closed for the entire day. Public will be able to view the service. Again, lots of different media's organizations are carrying the live stream. Mesa Media Productions on Facebook or your local news station. We'll be doing that again here at 10 a.m. And you can also check the Cortez Police Department Facebook page this morning for additional information. So again, city in mourning and
and beyond too. All the flags in Colorado are at half mast today in honor of Sergeant Moran and his sacrifice, his loss of life.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, those services today at 10, and like you say, Bill, a somber day in the Red Rock country. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some other items. We'll take a moment to thank a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? And sponsor, morning show sponsor, Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll have more news and happenings for you after this break. We'll take that break, though, and be right back.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Everyone at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A hearty thank you for everyone's support throughout 2023. Come visit us for great Christmas sales throughout the store featuring items for the whole family and your last-minute gifts. Safe travels this holiday season from all of us at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, December 6, 2023, 9:16 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the show. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. David Boyle and Bill Boyle in studio. And we've got news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including the latest out of Monticello, where members of the Monticello City Council discussed grant opportunities and heard a report on a problem intersection at their latest meeting. Monticello City Council heard that proposal to address pedestrian safety at an oft-used intersection in town at their November 28th meeting. Lions Club representative Tom Wigginton shared a harrowing story of a group of kids trying to cross Monticello's Main Street at 200 South. That's near the post office. Wigginton shared that a few months ago, a group of kids were attempting to cross near the post office. He said one car stopped and they were right in front of that car. Added that he thinks the kids crossed the highway a lot, so they were smart enough to know to not keep going because the truck next to that other car that had stopped just sailed through their lane. He said, had those four kids continued on real quick, we wouldn't have had four today. Wigginton explained that having a crosswalk at the intersection is not possible right now, as installation of crosswalks on the state highway are decided by the state. An alternative safety program the Lions Club has proposed would be aimed at making pedestrians more visible in the area. The proposal would set two sets of bright orange flags on either side of the street for pedestrians to carry while crossing the street. The mounts would need to be placed on breakaway poles near the intersection. The project would require two flag sets at $200 each, with the Lions Club sharing a financial commitment to the project as well as volunteer labor for the project. Members of the City Council expressed support for the proposal, with the added suggestion that the city build an awareness campaign at the elementary school for safe crossing once the flags are installed. Members of the council also heard a public hearing required to be considered for a community development block grant. City staff, council, and citizens offered various ideas for the grant. Assistant City Manager Megan Gallegos brought up the city had heard multiple requests for an ADA accessible park. City Manager Caden Kulo shared he had heard several requests for a recreation center. City Councilmember Ron Skinner mentioned need of infrastructure in the city, including replacing water and sewer lines. Knowing that he'd rather have water and sewer infrastructure, Councilmember Nathan Chamberlain mentioned an updated irrigation system at the golf course would be nice. And City Resident Katie Andrews noted that the need for additional housing in the city, including multifamily and low income, and in the city has great opportunities available if there were more houses. Councilmember Kevin Dunn also shared a need for a shelter for transient people in the community. The state CDBG program stated purpose is to assist in developing viable communities by providing decent housing and a sustainable living environment and expanding economic opportunities, principally for persons of low and moderate incomes. At the meeting, council also discussed snow removal, and council also approved a lease for 3 pieces of maintenance equipment for the Hideout Golf Course. At the conclusion of the lease, the city will be able to purchase the mowers for $1. That decision concluded several weeks of conversation about the lease, with the council choosing the recommendation of Hideout Pro Jeff Simon. Members of the council also received a report on the annual water year. So, busy meeting in Monticello City.
Yeah, and there's always a lot going on, too. What you discussed was typical in small communities everywhere of people having trouble crossing the street. There's really only one crosswalk in Monticello that's marked, well, that has a light along with it. And it's been interesting to see how Cortez addressed pedestrians on Main Street with significant signage and a lot of work there. But boy, that's a challenge. And then it's a state highway that runs through town, and the highway system is in control there. So anyway, that's that could be a dangerous intersection, though. In that area, there's a lot of walking traffic across that road, and boy, I've seen it. People just barrel through that intersection without even thinking about the elderly or the young children or someone trying to cross right there.
Yeah, I almost got hit in that intersection when I was a kid. I was riding my bike back, it is an intersection that, you know, with that hill, people first coming into town from the south, and then people from the north maybe think they've hit the end of the town. So yeah, that can definitely be a dangerous intersection. And it's great to hear proposals to try and do something, you know.
Yeah, again, this is the intersection in Monticello right by the post office, but every town has an intersection or a place there, and as people seem to be in a hurry and traveling, and they don't slow down a whole lot coming through these towns, and they need to, because that would just be what a terrible tragedy if someone was hit.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and like you say, you know, obviously Blanding, they've got their 4-way stoplight, but you know, if you're crossing somewhere else, that's a long way to go. So yeah, there's throughout the Red Rock country. So definitely be careful if you're a pedestrian, and slow down and follow the speed limit if you're going through these small towns traveling through the area. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92, and it's Wednesday, which means we got the latest edition of the San Juan Record available.
Yeah, it's available. It's on newsstands. If you have an online subscription, you should be able to access it, but we've had a glitch this morning. We're not quite loaded yet, but we will be very, very soon. San Juan Record is out. Believe it or not, the election filing season is just around the corner. There's a lot of races up in 2024. Of course, the presidential campaign, a lot of statewide races, countywide school board races, and we've got a story about that. As a part of that, we've had several local candidates announce their candidacy. Of course, the filing period doesn't open until January, but led by Blanding resident Phil Lyman, who's a state legislator, who's announced his run for governor of the state of Utah. That leaves his position open, and Logan Monson, the mayor of Blanding, and Lynn Jackson, a prior Grand County councilman, are among those that we are aware of who have announced for that. And then I saw that Bailey Hedgeland, the mayor of Monticello, has announced her candidacy to run for San Juan County Commission. Anyway, so we'll be following that, but it seems like we just finished the last election, and we did. They had a delayed election because of that congressional opening, and it was just November 21st. But all of a sudden, we're thinking about 2024. The front page of the paper, we've got city council stories, the Monticello City Council story that David just discussed. We've got good detail on that. And Blanding City had a council meeting last week, and have information about that. The paper includes, it's 16 pages this week. We've got a lot of great news and good stories. The BLM is looking at recovery of the Gunnison sage grouse. Of course, the Gunnison sage grouse are in Gunnison, Colorado, but they're throughout the Red Rock country. There are historic habitats for these birds, which are very low in number, particularly in this area. And so in southeast Utah, there's some proposals to address the habitat there. We covered this in detail years ago, and it kind of went away after, like in 2014, 2015. Anyway, it's back, and there could be implications from that. There'll be the performance of the Messiah in Blanding on Sunday night. That's a San Juan County tradition, a wonderful live orchestra, a dozen or so soloists, about 50 members of the choir, an hour and a half presentation that is really a highlight of the holiday season. Got a good story about that. It's good to hear from Maxine Dieter. She's been our correspondent in LaSalle for a long, long time, and she took a little break, but then she's back. We have two stories that Maxine submitted, her regular updates from LaSalle, and it's called Northern News. And then she also submitted a story about two some cattlemen in Blanding who received the Rancher of the Year Award. It's the Ivins brothers, Sean and Tyler, and they have a their allotment is up in the Bear's Ears and has a lot of difficulty. So they've implemented fencing, virtual fencing. So they have shock collars basically on the cows, and that's really working well in very difficult terrain and on the cutting edge of fencing technology, virtual fences. Got a shock collar on a cow. It's crazy. Brian Bolander was announced proposed to be announced, and he's going to be a new judge in the 7th District Court. They have some changes in Utah, and the governor is very much involved in the announcing the recommendation to replace retiring judges.
Yeah, and the Senate will confirm him.
Needs to be confirmed by the Utah Senate. But he's a Farron native, be headquartered up in the Price area. Of course, as we always do, we've got tons and tons of sports. The fall sports season is gone, and the winter sports season is upon us. And we've got basketball, boys and girls basketball. We've got wrestling. Got a lot of information about all of our schools in San Juan County. So that's it in the San Juan Record. We appreciate your support of it. We've also got an obituary for Larry Richmond, who just passed away last week and whose funeral services we'll announce here momentarily are going to be this week in Blanding.
Very good. Thanks for sharing that, Bill. It's another full edition of the San Juan Record that people will be able to get throughout the area soon. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got lots of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area, including a couple of events tonight, including Navajo Highways is doing a puppet show at Montezuma Cortez High School tonight at 6 o'clock. Donations welcome, and proceeds will be donated to the Native Parent Advisory Committee Scholarship. Also happening tonight in Blanding, comedian James June, Danae comedian James June, will be performing tonight from 5 to 7 at the Blanding Arts and Events Center. It's free to everyone. There's also a spaghetti dinner, $10 a plate, and I believe that those will be donated to a university club. So a couple of events going on tonight. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the area.
Yes, and of course, just one more reminder, the funeral services for Cortez Police Chief Sergeant Michael Moran. The Police Sergeant Michael Moran will be held at 10 a.m. this morning at the Cortez Recreation Center. They appreciate the community support, but the funeral will not be open to the public. But there is the ability to watch streaming or to listen to that service. Again, that's this morning at 10. Funeral services for James Rodney Tibbetts of Moab begin at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Spanish Valley Mortuary. Memorial services for Larry Richmond begin at 2 p.m. on Friday at the Blanding Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 10:30 to 1:30. Richmond passed away on November 29th at the age of 76. We just received word this morning that Monticello native Ann Barton Mitchell passed away yesterday. She'll be laid to rest in Monticello. We'll keep you informed of the services as they develop. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Tony and his staff at the Moab Fiesta Mexicana wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Come in and enjoy our daily specials this holiday season. Tuesday is burrito night with rice and beans for just $8.95. Kids eat free Wednesdays and Thursdays from the kids menu, one child per adult. Friday night is margarita night with margaritas for just $8.95. And Saturday is fajita night with beef, chicken, and veggies for only $16.95. From all of us at the Moab Fiesta Mexicana, Feliz Navidad.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly Drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors, and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
On behalf of Brittany Melton and the State Farm Insurance Team, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and yours. Come by the State Farm office at 30 West Center Street in Moab for a free 2024 calendar. Brittany Melton State Farm, celebrating 12 years in business, specializing in home, auto, and life insurance. Thank you for making us your insurance office. From Brittany Melton and the Moab State Farm team, Merry Christmas and a joyous 2024.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and Walker's True Value in Moab is ready to help you celebrate it the right way. Save on power tools and accessories, barbecue grills and smokers, patio fire pits, batteries, heaters, and tons of stocking stuffers for that special guy on Santa's list. True Value Hardware's been helping you deck the halls for 75 years. Come check out our great deals on Christmas lighting and decor. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Come on and get physical. Yes, get physical. Let me body talk. You body talk. Let me body
talk. Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Morning Show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powered America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. It is Wednesday, December 6, 2023, 9:33 a.m. on this December 6th, Bill.
And that song we just heard, Physical by Olivia Newton-John, was the number one song in 1981, 42 years ago today. The song was originally written and intended, they wanted to offer it to Rod Stewart to sing the song, but Olivia Newton-John got it instead. Thank goodness. It spent 10 weeks at number one. It was Newton-John's biggest American hit. So let's get Physical by Olivia Newton-John. On this day, 1921, the Republic of Ireland was established. That was a great day for that island nation. And on this day in 1969, violence erupted at the Altamont Rock Festival in Livermore, California. A fan was stabbed and killed by security at the event. The security was the Hell's Angels had been hired to provide security at this concert. I mean, it was just an absolute mess. But this fan was stabbed and killed. All this occurred during a performance by the Rolling Stones. Anyway, wow. Kind of a strange incident in history and rock history too. Birthdays today. Actress Janine Turner is 61 years old today. She was in Northern Exposure. You may remember her. Giannis okay, how do you pronounce his last name? The Greek freak.
Oh, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, that's good. Now that's a professional broadcaster there. That just flowed right off the tongue. The Greek freak is a little bit better. He's a basketball player from the Milwaukee Bucks, two-time MVP. He's 29 years old today. It's also the birthday today, the 68th birthday for Stephen Wright, the comedian Stephen Wright. And so I looked up a few of Stephen Wright's greatest quotes. 7% of all statistics are made up on the spot. I like that. A conscience is what hurts when your other parts feel so good. All those who believe in psychokinesis, raise my hand. Anyway, pretty droll, dark, very funny humor by Stephen Wright is my favorite. Ambition is a poor excuse for not having enough sense to be lazy. So happy 68th birthday to Stephen Wright today. Local birthdays today for Mark Bradford, Earl Stevens, Carly Garner, and Drew Baird. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a nice day. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Coming up, as we do every Wednesday, we'll be talking about local sports with Rhett Sifford in the next segment. We'll send you to the job fair and be back to talk local sports here on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including director of nursing, operating room RN, and registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech and food services associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. San Juan County still has a number of openings, including health educator in the public health department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include Children's Justice Center director, a sheriff's deputy, and a corrections officer, in addition to part-time senior center aides, community marketing coordinator, and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomal role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Canyon Wirelesses strive to provide the best internet experience and service in the area for almost 15 years. With River Canyon Wireless, a friendly live representative is just a phone call away. They'll help you in a timely manner and always tell you the truth about the network. River Canyon Wireless Broadband Internet starts at $39.99 a month with no long-term contracts. Free router replacement with username and password recovery. Sign up now at rivercanyonwireless.com or call 435-259-8319.
All right, welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Did you know the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. David Boyle in studio with, I was about to say San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle on autopilot, but I'm in here with San Juan Record sports editor Rhett Sifford. Good morning, Rhett.
Morning. I'm some sort of an editor, but yes. I cannot claim to be the editor.
No. Yeah. No, we were just talking before we came in about being on the radio for the first time and nerves. And anyways, I think I tricked my brain into
psyched yourself out.
Rhett's here to talk about local sports. And is there anything going on?
There might be. There's definitely things going on this coming weekend, just like the past weekend. My mind is exploding just looking at all the color on my calendar. But we'll deal with that later, obviously. Obviously, we heard a game last night on Red Rock 92 and StreamUtah.live. San Juan basketball, boys basketball, losing to American Leadership. 54-41. So they dropped to 1-4 on the year. We had a little local team showdown here in Monticello last night. The San Juan girls came over here and unfortunately for Monticello beat the Lady Buckaroos 52-31, but that's a good thing for the Lady Broncos. So San Juan victorious in those two teams' first matchup. That's always a fun matchup and always between the boys a traditional pre-Christmas matchup, so that'll be coming up in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe Christmas is only like 3 weeks away. It's ridiculous. I need to start shopping, I think. Yeah. just running down the scores from last night. Boys basketball, Green River beating Altamont 61-54. That was in Altamont. Mm. I thought it was interesting. There was a tournament going on this past weekend up in Meeker, and that's kind of up by Vernal, I guess, on the Colorado side. Uh-huh. So it's kind of neat to see one of our local teams, Nucla, and Mancus both taking on Altamont. So that's kind of a crossover between our two lives. You know, we see Altamont all the time and all the history. So that's kind of neat when some of the Colorado schools play teams that we're familiar with. But anyway, Altamont took a beating from Green River last night. So that's good for our local area. The White Horse boys beating Red Mesa 53-41. And let's see, then on the girls' side, the White Horse girls beating Red Mesa 51-39. So both White Horse teams victorious last night. And then finally the Dolores girls beat Bayfield 29-23. So everybody except for the San Juan boys winning last night, as far as our local teams are concerned. There was some wrestling going on last night. San Juan, was hosting San Juan and Carbon in a duel, and San Juan won the whole thing. San Juan's got a good wrestling team this year, obviously, mm-hmm. and we'll continue to cover them in the paper this year and on the radio, but they beat Grand 54-25 and Carbon 66-17, so it really wasn't close over there. And I know Norwood also was hosting Dolores, Monticello, and Nucla.
Yes, yeah, so that duel, a quad duel, a bunch of different results. Monticello ended up winning that whole thing. They won all their duels. Beating Dolores 42-6, Norwood 42-18, and Nucla 36-25. Norwood beat Dolores. Nucla was second. They beat both Norwood and Dolores. And then, Norwood defeating Dolores. So, a bunch of different results there. Lots of kids getting mat time. I'm sure that, you know, those slightly bigger schools in Grand and San Juan, they had full teams, I think, for the most part. Like you say, San Juan's got a good team.
Yep.
Grand's got, you know, a wrestler that, Austin Paris, that won as a freshman and is looking to be really tough. This quad duel in Norwood, they didn't all have the full team, so lots of forfeits, but good mat time last night in Norwood and in Moab.
Yeah, speaking of San Juan, you know, they were ranked preseason third in the 2A by, I believe it's WrestleUtah.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who all puts out rankings or which one is official, but obviously San Juan is predicted to do well this year at state. And I, you know, just talking with Steve Simpson, we've got his brief interview in the paper today with the San Juan wrestling story. But, you know, he just talks about how excited he is for the season and how they've got exciting wrestlers, sometimes multiple wrestlers in each weight this year. So obviously if you're a wrestling fan, it's going to be fun to watch San Juan this year. And we had Art Adair doing some live play-by-play at that duel last night in Moab. So I know he's going to be doing some sporadic covers this year. I kind of hope he'll tell me maybe beforehand next time so I can at least announce that he's going to be doing it. So yeah, StreamUtah.live, Art Adair be doing a bunch of wrestling coverage for us this year. You guys are doing a broadcast tonight. Montezuma Cortez is coming over here to play Monticello in boys basketball. So that'll be a battle between local teams. That should be a good matchup.
Yep. Battle for the orange. Who gets the right?
That's right. Yeah, it's the black and orange. It's like the same color teams. It's awesome. And then Grand County is hosting Carbon in boys basketball tonight. Those are the two activities tonight. So it's going to ramp up. We've obviously got a huge weekend coming up with these basketball tournaments. Just kick my butt trying to keep track of all the games. Last week we had 45 basketball games that I was trying to keep track of. I think we have more of this coming weekend. So we'll see if I can just stay above the water, I think, trying to figure it out. But
well, and the Red Rock Airwaves are going to be blasting those games.
Yeah, too. And we talked about that last night during the San Juan broadcast. We're going to have probably about 16 hours of basketball this weekend. You guys are going to be doing six games over there. I'll be doing a couple at San Juan High School. So we're going to have eight basketball games on the air. So
yeah,
should be a lot of fun.
Yes, yeah, it will be. So definitely keep that in mind as you're planning your weekend. And
yep,
if you're going to be listening to classic hits, you might – you might not be listening to classic hits. You're going to be listening to
classic basketball.
Yeah. No. No, very good.
Oh, excuse me. I forgot to mention. Big story we have. I almost blew this off.
Oh, yeah.
It's not on my computer. There's a signing party going on at Grand County today. So this is really cool. They're hosting a signing party for Cadence Kasprick and Mackenzie Meyer. Cadence Kasprick has signed to run with the Oregon State University cross country team. And Mackenzie Meyer has signed to run triathlon with Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction. So congratulations to both of those girls. And again, at 10 a.m., so that's forthcoming. That's about to happen at Grand County High School. If you're close enough, you want to go in and check out the signing party. Those two girls signing to run at the college level. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and that Grand County team just a second off of winning a state trophy this year. They finished second, and Cadence was first overall and had an impressive season. So yeah, so some good runners out of Grand County, and
definitely.
Yeah, so that's exciting news. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Again, we probably could fill a full hour just talking about schedules of games and events.
Yeah, upcoming games.
I think we've got it covered for this morning. Let's take a look at regional sports. Phoenix Suns in the NBA in-season tournament yesterday dropped a three-point game to the Los Angeles Lakers, so they've been eliminated. That was a close game, and Kevin Durant, three-point shot away from tying and going to overtime, but, you know, and then also some complaints from Phoenix fans about those final calls.
In-season tournament, that intrigues me. What do they win money, or what's the
This was the quarterfinal matchup. They're doing the semifinals and the finals this weekend in Las Vegas, and players for the winning team all get $1 million each.
I know they need that.
Yeah, paltry amount for some of them. That's chump change for some of those players.
Maybe they can give that away at Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you have a connection, Rhett, we definitely could ask for
that. Well, if you're making a list, you know, you could put my name on there. Okay. I would love to receive that.
All right. We got you down. taking a look elsewhere in the Red Rock listening area, this going on tonight, the Utah Jazz are in Dallas taking on the Mavericks at 6:30. Denver Nuggets are in Los Angeles taking on the Clippers at 8:00. And looking at the NHL schedule, let's see here locally. Looks like last night the Avalanche getting the win over the Anaheim Ducks 3-2. Looks like that's it. Coyotes didn't play. Excuse me. I'm going to get in trouble here. The St. Louis Blues are hosting the Vegas Golden Knights tonight at 7. So
yeah, that's a home and home. Vegas is the defending Stanley Cup champions, and the Blues beat them the other night in Vegas. So they do these home and homes where St. Louis came over here, and then Vegas will be going to St. Louis. So yeah, that's going on. Hopefully they'll sweep that home and home series.
Yeah. So if you're looking for Rhett, don't bother him tonight at 7. He's going to be watching some hockey.
Man, since I've had children, I haven't been able to sit down and watch a complete game. My mom tells me it's not going to happen for a number of years. So whether it's football or hockey or anything, there is no complete games in my life anymore.
No. Yeah, if you're looking for Rhett, he's going to be busy at 7:52 checking the score for 25 seconds.
Yeah, that's right.
Before getting back into the fray.
You feel my pain.
I'm familiar. I watched a game last night, had it recorded, and watched it in bits and pieces.
The only way is to actually go, actually attend the game. So we get to see all of San Juan and Monticello's basketball games. That's all I get to see anymore.
Which is about it's the same level of play, too.
Nice.
No, it's a ton of fun. We love covering the local teams. But, again, we're off the rails on the morning show.
And that's all right. It's fun to get off the rails sometimes.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Again, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.